The time is 10:45 a.m. We are back in the record for OPAPA 16-003 and 16-005. There was a change in the Institution of Representatives for GBB, and we'll have Mr. Fisher acknowledge with a change.
Yes, good morning again. When we began this hearing this morning at about 9:08, the institutional representative was Mr. Antonio Munya. He was present for about 15 minutes. Then left and was substituted by Ms. Tello Taitagui, who is now serving as the institutional representative. She is not in the room now, but I'm sure she will be within a matter of moments.
And we're okay to proceed?
And we're okay to proceed.
Thank you. So we went off the record momentarily to conduct an in-camera proceeding that was recorded. It was originally ordered under seal. It's now being ordered unsealed. So the parties will have access to what was discussed in the in-camera proceeding. Based upon the discussion in that in-camera proceeding, Ms. Tang, you may ask your, the question that you had asked Ms. Kono.
Thank you. Ms. Kono, referring to Exhibit 12, and your email to John Park, dated March 9, 2016, you state that you were contacted by someone mentioning HIC is communicating with Korean media announcing they've successfully been awarded the GBB contract. Who was that person?
It's Miss Miss Adele Kim.
And whom is she employed with?
She's employed with ProMac.
And that's one of the allowed awards, right?
Yes.
How did she contact you?
She was on Guam. She came by the office.
Okay. And she spoke to you?
Yes.
Did she speak to anyone else?
No, just myself. She came to say hello, and then she said, congratulations. It looks like you got yourself a new marketing rep. And then she said, because I saw an article in Korea that
did HIC. Did she show you the article?
No.
Did you confirm that HIC was selected?
No.
What did you say to him?
I just said, oh, really?
All right. Any other discussion?
We just talked about ourselves, and she's a friend of mine, so we'll just ask him why she was on Guam, things like that.
Okay. After, do you recall if that visit occurred the date of this email?
Yes.
Which is March 9th, 2016. Mm-hmm. And did you report this to anyone in GBB?
I mentioned it to our general manager.
Mr. Denard?
Yes.
What was his response?
He was surprised as well. And I mentioned that I would put that in my email. I would just send an email to HIC.
Okay.
Just to clarify, if I may, this last paragraph then was as a result of you having that brief discussion from the lady from ProMac.
Yes.
That's why you wrote all of this.
Yes.
This, by the way, I was contacted by someone mentioning it in communication. Okay. And earlier I heard you say to Ms. Tang that you did inform Mr. DeKnight of that conversation, of her comment.
Yes.
And could you repeat again what was his reaction?
He was surprised also.
Just like you?
Yes. And so I told him that I would email HIC about it.
Okay, of this?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And so just to confirm, the email that you wrote to Dawn was around 8 a.m. that day. Am I correct?
I'm not sure because we're looking at the
Korea time,
and
I think they're 1 hour behind us.
Yeah,
approximately. Yeah.
I'm going to object to Foundation, not on the difference in time zone, but we don't know if this is GMT. We don't know what the timestamp is.
I think what's important is
her testimony was that she had the conversation sometime that day.
Yeah.
And then she mentioned it to the GM. And then from there, she then indicated she would put this in an email, and then the email followed.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you remember if Adele, Kim came and visited you in the morning? Noon?
I can't remember.
All right. And after the visit from Ms. Kim, and having been informed that this information has been is out in Korean media,
mm-hmm.
did you or anyone at GBB send out a notice to the other offerors that they were not selected?
At that point?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
So going to the first page of that email, which is that it has a bait stamp of 282, still on Exhibit 12. So the bottom right-hand corner should say 282, the mm-hmm. number. All right, so this is the March 9th, 2016 email from Don Park to you, mm-hmm. Anna, and Jacob. So his two other employees in his company, along with someone in your office named Colleen Cabido, correct? I'm sorry, who is Colleen Cabido?
She works with me on the Korea market. She's a marketing officer.
Oh, so she reports to you?
Yes.
All right. And this email was sent at March 9, 2016 at 3:06 p.m., right? So the meeting with Ms. Adele Kim occurred earlier that day, before 3 p.m., 3:06 p.m. Do you agree?
I'm not sure if I met her on the 9th or the 8th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it could have been previous day.
Yeah.
Okay. And but that visit is what prompted your email,
yes.
Which has the bait stamp 283,
yes.
And that second email on page Exhibit 12. So Mr. Park responds to you on Wednesday, March 9th,
mm-hmm.
and he promises you that he hasn't mentioned the results of the RFP, and also promises that he will not mention it until the contract is all done. Did you send him a response after that?
No.
Did you have any calls with him after that?
No.
Did you have any discussions with anyone in GDB about either emails in Exhibit 12?
I did report this response to the general manager.
That is Don Park's response in his March 9th, 2016 email, saying that he won't mention it until the contract is all done.
Yes.
Did you provide Nate Dinah with a copy of this email?
I just told him briefly.
Okay. Thank you. So who prepares the notice of non-selection? Would that be you or someone else?
It'd be Chris Lizama.
And do you have any involvement in the preparation of the notice of non-selection?
No.
May I ask you to go to Exhibit 10? I'm sorry, Exhibit 15. It's a transcript of the March 10th GBB board meeting. If you'd like to put a tab on that, and that will help you locate it, that's fine. There's some tabs there.
It'll post it.
Yeah. 15th?
No, and there's, it's a blank page, but is it for the board meeting?
It's a transcript, it should look like this. Oh, it doesn't have the highlight, obviously, but. Says transcript, partial transcript of the March 10th. Thank you. So Ms. Clement, do you recall if you were at the March 10th board meeting?
I believe so.
Okay. And you were there as a member of the GBB team?
Yes.
Management team? Right. And so this is a partial transcript of the discussions between board members regarding the Korean contract. And it starts on page one of the transcript,
mm-hmm.
where Mr. Jackson, Bart Jackson, says, okay, believe business is good. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So he says, selection committee, the week before last, selection committee interviewed three different presenters for the RFP for the representation in Korea, and the board had already given approval to negotiate the highest score, and so I'm not sure, but I think that's effectively been completed, so we would... So he gets cut off, but then Mr. DeKnight says, we're still in the negotiation phase, but next board meeting I'll be able to announce to the board the highest rated, I think he meant to say offeror, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yes.
Do you recall that particular exchange?
No.
Okay, do you recall what was discussed at that board meeting?
At the board meeting, I may have not been in the room at that time. I don't recall this discussion.
Would it help if I played it for you, or if that's helpful?
No, I'm pretty good with memory, but just this discussion I don't recall. So.
Okay. Was Ms. Christine Lazama there?
I don't know.
Okay, you would have to check the log. So there's usually a log or some sort of a up here at these meetings.
No, we don't. Staff doesn't need to sign in. Normally.
Does she normally attend these meetings?
No.
So you attend them?
I attend them because our marketing manager requires all marketing officer twos.
I see. Okay.
Could I just follow up? DeKnight says... we're still in the negotiating phase, but next board meeting, I'll be able to announce to the board the highest rated. Do you recall, and that was the question I had asked earlier, does the general manager announce to the board later who is selected? And you said...
Sometimes, it's not consistently done.
So, do you recall at the next board meeting if HIC was announced? You did say you know that the working committee got notice.
Yes.
But did the board as a whole get notice?
I don't recall.
You don't recall.
And if it was announced, it would have been recorded in the board minutes, right?
Yes.
Okay, so.
By the way,
certainly,
I would have been at the next board meeting.
Right. And you don't recall if it's ever been announced?
I don't recall.
Since, from March 10th to today, sitting here, you don't recall HIC ever been announced at a board meeting?
I don't recall.
Okay. Go to Exhibit 16, please. It's the next document. This is an email from you to HIC and copying GBB management.
Yes.
This is dated March 10, 2016 at 7:11 p.m. Was this sent from home?
No, I'm still at work.
Okay. And this email went out. So let me just, on March 10th, there was a board meeting. That would have started roughly around 4 p.m.?
Yes.
And how long do these board meetings last?
2 hours usually.
Okay, and so it finishes up by 6, 6:30?
Yes.
Right. And still, as of at 7:11 p.m., you hadn't sent out the notice of ranking to any of the proposers, is that correct?
Yeah, that would be done by Chris.
But GVB still had not sent it out.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Who instructed you to send a notice of intent of award to Dot at that evening?
A marketing manager, I believe.
And who would that be?
Her name is Pilar Lavagna.
When did she approach you?
Objection.
To give those
relevance.
Instructions.
What's the objection? His objection is relevance.
I think that the timing of the note, this case has to do with a lack of notices to my client and the
right,
law
firm.
It's all relevant, yeah. But I mean, related to that, but I'm trying to get a context for this email.
Okay.
I mean, the attack is to the procurement process itself.
Right.
This is a notice question, which would have gone to their argument having to do with the automatic stay, I thought.
No, I think they're challenging many aspects of the procurement process. Yeah, I think this goes beyond the stay. Is that correct, Ms. Tang?
That's correct.
So I mean, yeah, please proceed.
All right, so thank you. Ms. Kona, when did Ms. Lavagna give you instruction to send this email and prepare this notice of intent to award?
During that day, I don't recall.
Was it before or after the board meeting?
It was probably before.
I see. So the decision to award had been made before the board meeting.
This is a notice of intent to award.
Right. The intent to award to HIC had been made before the board meeting.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The decision to award the contract to HIC had been made before the board meeting that day.
I think the decision was made because we were. Management had already done the evaluations and saw the ranking. And so now it was just the formalities of getting the board to approve us to start negotiations and award the contract.
On March 10th? On March 10th, you had a board meeting, correct? Prior to the board meeting, you received instructions from Ms. Lavagna, her notice of intent to award to HIC. Correct?
Yes.
So my question is, the decision then has been made by management before the board meeting on March 10th to award the contract to HIC.
Objection, foundation?
I think she's established the foundation. So overruled. So, Ms. Lavagna, your testimony was that your testimony was that Ms. Lavagna instructed you to send send out the notice of intent to award before the board meeting, correct?
Yeah, my understanding was the letter, the notice of intent to award, it goes out with the negotiations, which I failed to, I didn't do that. I was on the process of just doing the email notice and sending the negotiation paperwork. That's what I understood. So they said, you need to send this.
Because your earlier testimony was that you had sent that earlier email, remember, where you sent out the scope of work?
Yes. That's how I normally would do it.
Right, but now that now Ms. LeBlanc is telling you before the board meeting you need to send out a notice of intent award
yeah.
to HIC.
Yeah, which normally should be handled, notice of intent of award is normally handled by Chris.
Right. So Ms. Tang was asking you, what's that discussion before, after the board meeting, and you testified before. So then her follow-up question was, so the decision had already been made by management that HIC is going to be awarded?
No.
I'm sorry, I need clarification. The board meeting took place on February 25th.
Yeah, there's a March 10th board meeting.
So there's,
she's referencing exhibit.
Which?
Ms. Tang is referencing exhibit 15, which is a March 10th, 2016 board meeting.
Well, then my objection would be that this line of question is misleading. The motion had been made on the 25th to negotiate the contract with highest offeror.
I think if there's confusion, I don't think it's because of Ms. Tang's questioning, because do you understand that she's talked, that Ms. Tang's line of questioning is based upon a subsequent board meeting?
Right.
You understand that, right?
Yes.
So I think your testimony is you're now being told, even though you sent those earlier notices to HIC, you need to send them a formal notice of intent to award.
Yes.
And that was discussed with you by Ms. LeBlanc, yeah. March 10th, before the board meeting. Is that correct?
Yeah, because they already submitted. They accepted our offer and signed the scope of services.
Right.
So then this would be the next step.
Right. And Ms. Tang's question to you then is, so that decision, the decision to award to HIC had already been made prior to the board meeting? March 10th.
I believe so.
So then probably the next question is, why was the board not advised that the decision had been made at the board meeting?
That I don't know.
So please continue, Ms. Tang.
Thank you. And Ms. LeBlanc was at the board meeting?
I don't know.
If I showed you a... Can I just show her the, I don't
know. You can for purposes
for
purpose of
trying to
add
your
recollection. Can we show it to Mr. Fisher?
This is, do you want my copy? No, I do. Not really an exhibit. That's what
so this isn't being offered as an exhibit. This is just being offered through... Ms. Tang, you're not offering this as an exhibit.
We have this in our exhibits, but we didn't have the cover sheet that had the participants. So I could either add this exhibit, or I mean, all I want her to do is confirm who was there.
So do you want to just identify it as exhibit? What are we, 30?
What was it originally?
37.
I don't see a secretary's attestation that these are the minutes.
Well, it's only being offered for identification at this point, not for admissibility.
Well, but my objection is that she's being refreshed, her memory is being refreshed with a document that we are not sure actually is the minutes.
Right, and it may not, as you know, Mr. Fisher, I mean, to refresh recollection, it could be, it's very broad, right? So, I mean, if you're correct and it's something that she doesn't recognize, then it might not refresh her recollection, but you know, it's very broad, so yeah. Objections never, but she can answer. Well, let Ms. Tang can ask her the question. So,
okay.
Ms. Tang is asking you whether or not Pilar LeBlanc was at the meeting, and your earlier testimony was were you at the meeting, or you don't recall?
I was at the meeting, but I don't recall if Pilar was there.
And you don't recall if you were there during the discussion in Exhibit 15, you don't know if you were in the room?
Yes.
And your testimony is you don't know if Pilar LeBlanc was there There's a document that's presented to you, exhibit, I think, 36.
Yep, and it's actually, I represent to you, I pulled this off your website this morning. And so, GVB website, that is. Mm-hmm. And so for March 10th, and it identifies, I think on the first page, the participants, the GVB management staff present.
Yes.
And I think you're present, and also Ms. LaGuania.
Yes.
You see that? Mm-hmm. Does that refresh your recollection?
Yeah.
So she's offering this for the limited purpose of determining whether or not this assists you in your answer. Does this assist you in your answer, or does it not? Do you remember, or do you not? Does this help you? Do you believe that this is correct, or?
I believe it's correct.
So you independently remember whether Ms. LaGuania was there or not there?
Can't say clearly that yes, she was there, I'm sorry.
So your testimony is you don't know?
I don't know.
So you can move on, Ms.
All right. Mr. DeKnight was there as well, right?
Well, first, Ms. Gunnar, you answer without referring to the document. Do you recall whether or not Mr. DeKnight was there? I mean, the transcript reveals that he's there.
Right, so.
I don't know if you need to ask.
Right, you're right. So, do you recall anyone informing the board that a decision had been made to award the contract to HIC?
I don't recall.
As of 4 p.m. March 10th.
I don't recall.
What's this exhibit mark as? 36?
36.
Did Mr. Park respond to you after you sent the notice of intent to award to HIC?
I believe he did.
Okay. And was that by phone or by email or some other form of communication?
I'm sure it was by email.
All right. Do you communicate with anyone at any of the people at HIC via like WhatsApp or one of those phone app? You know? Okay. So if I may ask you to go to exhibit 17. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, so this email went out at March 10th, on March 10th at 12:32 p.m. at noon.
Yes.
And you attach GVB's notice of award letter.
Yes.
And contract, correct?
Yes.
And the contract is the entire contract plus the scope of work.
Yes.
Right. And then you, in the third paragraph, you inform Mr. Park that you are also sending him an original version of the notice of award and a contract by mail or courier. Right. Okay. And so the notice of award actually went out before the board meeting. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yes, according to time.
So I know, Ms. Tang, that one of your contentions is regarding, what was it, board authorization for
mm-hmm.
Mr. DeKnight to contract with?
Right.
So I'm just not sure, but what about with respect to the earlier February board proceeding where they authorized it? So that's my difficulty.
Okay.
Please proceed.
So Ms. Conell, you were at both the 25th and the March, February 25th, excuse me, and the March 10th board meeting.
Yes.
At either of these board meetings, was the board informed who the offeror was, or the highest ranked?
No.
Was the board informed about the nature and the terms of the contract with HIC?
No.
Was the board informed of any particular regarding the RFP, the solicitation process, the evaluation, the negotiation?
No.
You're talking about those specific two board meetings?
Right, relating to those board meetings, yes.
February 25th and March 10th.
No, I don't recall. My understanding, it wasn't discussed at the board meeting.
And sitting here today, you don't recall the board ever being told who was awarded the contract?
And those two board meetings?
Sitting here today, any board meeting, yes. From February 25th to today.
I can't say.
You don't recall
anything? I don't recall.
You've been at GVB for 30 years, correct? And you've worked with a number of managers. Are you familiar with the concept of delegation? I think it's called delegation of authority with respect to signing contracts.
Can you explain?
I mean, I'm just asking, have you ever heard the term delegation of authority to the GM and whoever the GM is?
Yes.
With respect to signing contracts?
Yeah. Our general manager signs all the contracts.
Right. Well, let me, I'm just trying to get an understanding. Have you ever heard of the term delegation of authority?
No.
Are you aware of any limits, are you aware of any authority given to the general manager to sign contracts for certain amounts?
No, I don't recall. A certain amount for
any
contract?
Yeah.
Not that I know.
Okay. You work on the budget, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you work on the entire budget or just pieces of the budget?
Yeah, pieces of the budget.
Okay, and the budget, when you have a budget, so throughout the year, the fiscal year, you would compare actual versus budget, correct?
Yes.
Objection, relevance. We get an offer of proof.
I'm sure offer.
Right. So I think there was some question from the public auditor about the delegation of authority and the budgets, and I just, from yesterday to Mr. DeKnight, and I'm following on the same line of questioning.
I'm just not sure if you're trying to get testimony from her that Mr. DeKnight didn't have authority. I'm not sure whether she would be the person to ask.
I just want to understand the budget because she's part of the budget process. Mr. DeKnight seemed to have pretty limited knowledge on budgets.
So his objection is relevance. I know the public auditor asked questions regarding it, but how does that tie into the issues that you've raised?
Well, I would like to understand whether that budget, how that budget from her perspective is viewed within the department.
Is that relevant to your issues?
It goes to the issues of the delegation of authority. I understand she doesn't understand that term, but she certainly understands the process of budgeting and what effect it has.
But when you're going to delegation of authority, are you going to the authority that's been delegated to Mr. DeKnight, whether it exists or doesn't exist, for him to enter into the contract with HIC with or without board approval?
Is that your point?
Are you going to the delegation of authority, the delegation of authority or lack thereof of Nate DeKnight to enter into this contract?
Yes.
Because she's
no.
Not she's not going to be able to answer that.
Jeez.
So
okay.
I mean, again, in February, the board authorized it. If the board did an ultra-virus act, that's something you can
right.
You can
but
argue.
I think that Mr. DeKnight testified that the budget is the source of authority.
Right.
And that's what I want to ask her. And I think that's relevant.
So, okay, go ahead and ask that.
Right? Okay. So, Ms. Kono, when you, in preparing a budget, so throughout the year, the fiscal year that that budget is for, you compare what's actual and whether you're meeting budget, over budget, under budget.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so, of course, you want to be under budget.
Mm-hmm.
The budget, is it your, does the budget give, confer to your, do you, if you know, does the budget give Mr. Denight the authority to spend? Is there, do you know?
I don't know if it gives, I don't know.
Okay. Have you heard anybody ever discussing that, that the budget is his authority to spend money?
No.
Who's the controller?
Rose Cunliffe.
And she controls the financials, right?
Yes.
Okay, and spending goes through her?
Our invoices goes through her.
Does she review budgets, approve budgets?
She oversees the budget process.
Has she ever discussed with you the budget and whether Mr. Denight has the authority?
No.
Via the budget?
No.
Okay.
Could I just follow up? Ms. Kono, you mentioned that you do, when you get invoices, you compare it to the budget?
Yeah, we record it.
You record it?
I have my own ledger.
Right.
And so that's my approved amount.
Okay.
And then, you know,
and then are you kind of like keeping track yourself of
yes.
your area to make sure that you're within budget?
Yes.
Okay, so is that, because staff are known to have their own information separate from the official accounting information. So what you are recording, is that more your for your information? Does accounting prepare an official budget to actual?
Yes.
Okay. So do you compare what
yes,
you
we,
do,
yeah.
what you have, with what they have?
Yes, we normally periodically do a reconciling.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're keeping your own as your career marketing.
Yes.
Let me rephrase. Career marketing has its own budget, and you mentioned you also handle North America. And North America has its own budget.
Yes.
So when invoices come in, let's say for Korea, you put in your own ledger that you're keeping for yourself to make sure you're okay.
Yes.
And then so do you check that to say it's good to pay? What's the process?
Yeah, we review it, make sure all the documents are there. You know, they always have to have copies of all their expenses.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I review all of that, and then I input it into the different accounts
yes.
within that budget.
Yes.
And then I stamp
approve
for payment.
Approved for payment.
Yes. Then it goes to my marketing manager. She reviews it, signs it, then it goes to accounting.
And then accounting process.
So, yeah, they also review it. And
okay. So you're looking, and the only two budget aspects you're looking at are the ones assigned to you, which for now
yes.
are Korea and North America. So beyond that, you
well,
don't look at?
I handle two others.
Oh, two. Okay,
yes.
Whatever items you handle, you look at that.
Yes.
And then you said you reconcile your own ledgers with
yep.
what accounting may prepare. And have there been differences sometimes?
Yeah, a few.
You, but
yeah.
usually you're able to?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
One more question. So you had talked about subcommittees. There's a Korean subcommittee, correct?
Marketing.
Korean Marketing Committee. The Marketing Committee does not have authority. Do you understand your marketing committee does not have authority to approve contracts?
They don't have that authority.
Do you have anything further, Ms. Tan?
No.
Thank you. Mr. Fisher, you have cross-examination.
Thank you. Good morning, Ms. Kono. Are you okay to continue, or did you need a break?
Okay.
Right. Does the board of directors at Guam Visitors Bureau, do they get involved in contract negotiations?
in the RFP process only, and not the negotiations.
No. Okay, they get involved in the RFP process, but not in the negotiation of contracts?
Right.
Do you still have exhibit number 36 in front of you, which are board minutes?
Yes.
Do you still have that?
Yes.
Could I ask you to turn to page 13 of 20 of that exhibit? And you can look in the top right corner, and you'll see the pagination. Okay. And this has been offered as a copy of, I guess, the minutes for the March 10th meeting. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on that page, is there a report of, I guess, things happening in Korea?
Yes, Mr. Jackson.
Okay. It says the first point, I guess, is Director Jackson reported business has been good. What about the second point? Does that report on the status of the RFP, the request for proposal?
Yes, it's a report on the RFP.
Okay. Does it say that the board had given approval to negotiate with the highest scorer?
Yes, they did.
And is that what this, these minutes, that report's the same thing?
Basically.
And does it also say that we are still in negotiations phase and would be able to provide the board with more updated proposals at a later time?
Yes.
By the way, the contract between Happy HIC and GBB, do you know when Mr. DeKnight signed that? Know the date he signed that?
I don't recall, but I...
If I were to actually show you the contract, do you think it would help?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have exhibit 35 in front of you?
No. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. I'm looking for... Yesterday in examination is what I was looking for.
Exhibit 3 has been used. It's the HIC contract that's executed.
Okay.
Is that what you're looking for?
I'm sorry, which? I missed a question.
Exhibit 3 is about midway.
He was asking
midway?
Which exhibit you used for the HIC contract.
Look at one of the wider tabs.
Oh, I see. It's
after the proposal with HIC.
3.
Exhibit
3.
Okay. And it's date stamp 245.
Okay. Would you like to look at exhibit 3 and date stamp 245? Just after you've located that, if you could just indicate it. Guam Visitors Bureau through John Nathan DeKnight signed the contract?
Yes, I see it's March 14th.
And what about Happy Idea Company? When did they execute it?
March 11th.
Okay, so would you agree that March 11th is the day after March 10th?
Yes.
Okay. So at the time of this March 10th board meeting, the contract with Happy Idea Company had not been executed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. About, I guess 30 or 40 minutes ago, we took a break and there was a discussion about this is a different topic. I'm going to kind of jump around again. There was a discussion about who reported to you that there was a newspaper article in Korea. And I think that you indicated that that was a Ms. Adele Kim?
Yes.
And she's with Promac?
Yes.
What was it that she, if you can recall, what was it she said that she had seen?
She said she saw a newspaper article announcing that HIC is now the GBB marketing representative.
Did she tell you whether or not the newspaper article indicated where they got that information?
No.
Do you have Exhibit 33 Alpha in front of you? Statement regarding a decision and order.
Okay.
And do you have that, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And I'd like to invite your attention to page 12 of 18 in that. And you can, the pagination is in the lower right hand
yes.
corner. Okay, so you found it? Okay. This, I'm going to ask you some questions about this March 8th email that's in that one. Who, on March 8th, if you could cast your mind back to that date, who would have known at that point who was the highest scorer in the evaluation?
That point?
Yeah, March 8th.
March 8th. It would probably be Chris Lizama.
Okay.
The ratings together.
Okay.
Mr. DeKnight, Ms. Lavonia, and myself.
Okay, and do you think, would anybody else have known other than that?
No.
Okay. Well, you wrote, and I'm going to ask you to look at your postscript to the March 8th email, and it says, at the KMC today, is that the Korea Marketing Committee?
Yes.
No one asked about the request for proposal. However, chairman reported on the status, and when you say chairman, who were you indicating?
I'm indicating Mr. Bartley Jackson.
Okay, not the chairman of the board, but the chairman,
chairman of the committee.
Okay, so Mr. Jackson. Reported on the status, noting that Guam Visitors Bureau was now in the negotiation stage of the process with the highest rated company. Is that what he stated?
Yes.
Okay. Is it fair to say that if you were the highest, this question's going to sound a little bit silly, but bear with me. Is it fair to say that if you were in negotiations with the Guam Visitors Bureau on this contract, you would be aware that
yes.
you were in negotiations on the contract?
Yes.
Okay. So going back to this postscript, it says, Simone of Outrigger asked some questions about the RFP process, so Bart gave a brief overview of the RFP process. Now you say, so I think Henry, who's Henry, by the way?
Henry Lee.
Is that the gentleman here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With the okay? So I think Henry now knows that he was not the highest rated offerer. Okay. Can you tell us why you came to that conclusion?
Because he was on the phone at every KMC meeting. We invite our marketing rep to call in to give a report on the marketing activities that they've done and are going to be doing.
Okay. And I'm really going to have to break this down a little bit. But so because he was on the phone when this was being spoken about, what led you to the conclusion that he knew he was not the highest ranked offer?
Because we didn't send him the email that I sent to HIC.
Okay. So, and then I'm going to kind of circle back to this idea of a newspaper article in Korea. So, at that time, when the newspaper article allegedly came out, Mr. T. TLK at that time would have known they were not the highest ranked offer based on this. Is that correct?
Talking about the newspaper article? The school city newspaper article?
Well, I guess I'm asking at the time the newspaper article came out, and also based on your postscript, is it a fair conclusion that TLK knew at that time they were not the highest ranked offer?
Objection calls for speculation.
Sustained. But you can ask her. I mean, you can explore without asking her what they knew.
Okay. Now, I'm not asking you what was in TLK's mind. I'm asking you basically why you came to this conclusion. And you came to the conclusion that that they knew they were not the highest ranked offer because they were on that phone call, correct?
The phone call and the way the discussion was going.
Okay. So based on your conclusion about that, and then you came to this conclusion prior to learning about the newspaper article?
Yes.
Just for if I may interrupt. So you're at GVB in a marketing, the KMC meeting, so the marketing rep is on the phone, so he is a party to the conversation, the meeting, but he may not be physically present. Is it like on speakerphone, so
yes,
he can hear all the conversations, what's
yes
going on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So he's present telephonically, but not physically.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to discover how the newspaper allegedly found out about this. So that was what I was talking about.
Objection calls for speculation, lack of foundation. How would she know how the newspaper found out about it? She didn't even see the newspaper article.
I'm sorry, I didn't pose the question again. There was no question. I was explaining why I was asking that. I did not put a question to the witness.
You did. So, Ms. Tang, did you want to elaborate any further?
Is there a question?
No, there's not.
His response was he wasn't asking a question.
Well, he's making an argument that he shouldn't, is appropriate.
So the parties are reminded not to make argument at this stage. Mr. Fisher?
Fair enough.
Do you have further questions?
Yes, please. At the February 25th and the March 10th board meetings, the identity of the offeror who had, I guess, scored highest was not revealed to the board. Is that normal in your experience that the board is not informed of the identity of the offerors?
Yes.
Do you know why that is?
My understanding is it's the RFP process. We are not to announce or discuss who the offers are while the process is still ongoing.
Okay. And in your knowledge and your experience at Guam Visitors Bureau, that I guess the caution or prohibition that extends even to the board members?
Yes.
By the way, how often does Guam Visitors Bureau board meet?
Twice a month, every second and fourth Thursday.
Okay. Ma'am, you were on the evaluation committee?
Yes, I was.
Did anyone ever direct you or tell you what the result was going to be of this prior to evaluation?
No.
Did anyone ever ask you to issue notices of intent to award or cause them to be issued? You know, Ms. Lozama or whoever. Do they ever, anybody ever direct you to do so in order to cut off the right of TLK to protest?
No.
Did you collude? Did you ever speak to somebody and fashion a scheme to drive the result of this request for proposal?
No.
In your estimation, based on your experience with RFPs, the procurement process in 30-some years now with the Guam Visitors Bureau, did you personally do what you could to make sure that this solicitation ran according to law?
Yes.
When you did the work on this RFP, did you ever have as to any aspect of it, did you ever have a corrupt purpose?
No.
I apologize for the question, but there's, you know, we're on an appeal here. Did you, I've asked you questions, and Ms. Tang has as well, about the contract that arose between HIC and Guam Visitors Bureau. Are you familiar with the contract that existed between TLK and the Guam Visitors Bureau?
I was aware there's a contract, but I didn't review it.
All right. Can I ask you to look at, I think it's exhibit number 35. Have you found it?
Yes.
Okay. How many pages are there to this contract?
Which document? I'm sorry, can you just identify
the document? How many pages are there to this document?
Direction, this is, I just misplaced my copy here, but if we're asking questions about TLK contract, she's already testified she hasn't seen it. So what, she doesn't
have been asked about the content yet.
Well, she says she hasn't seen it.
Well,
she's not familiar with that contract.
She's got it in front of her. Mm-hmm. This is your exhibit.
Right. You did question her regarding exhibit 35.
Okay, so, but I'm just saying that she has said she has no knowledge about it.
So lack of foundation.
How many pages are there to this contract?
Okay, so
exhibit 35.
Same objection. She said she's not. She hasn't seen it.
Okay. It'll be overruled. You can explore.
15.
All right.
But there's a total. Should be a total of 23.
Okay, why do you say there should be a total of 23?
I'm just looking at the top of the.
Okay. Top, when you say top, do you mean the
top of the page,
okay,
where the headers?
Okay. So you have 15 pages in exhibit 35, but there should be 23?
Yeah, according to the header.
Yeah. I'm going to, if I can, I'd like to approach the witness with, this would be agency Bravo B.
What is it?
It's the full copy of that agreement.
And, okay, you can approach, but where are you going with it?
Well, I'm going to point out a part of the content of this. I'm handing a copy to both the public auditor and the hearing officer, as well as the witness, as well as Ms. Tang.
So, you know, there's the objection was that she doesn't know, she's never seen the contract. So, let's go ahead and ask your question.
Same objection.
It'll be deferred.
I just want to make sure. You were working with TLK, so you had not ever seen this contract?
Yeah, it was, the contract was signed when it was handled by another GBB staff.
Okay, and you said it's been about a year or so that you've been working with TLK?
Yes.
During that time, though, you did not look at the contract to know what the operating terms were, how you were to deal with them?
Yeah, I just went off with the former staff told me this is what we're doing and things like that. So,
but on your own, let's say, volition or initiative, although you were handling the TLK,
mm-hmm.
Margaret you did not look at the current contract that was governing your, the relationship. Whatever contract, let me see. Whatever is part or portions of the contract regarding TLK, you did not look at the contract in staff. You just went on what were the...
What he was doing and what I understand as a marketing rep.
And that was Mr. Rages, right?
Yes.
And just for the record, I'll correct myself. I don't think you questioned her, Ms. Tang, on Exhibit 35. Is that correct?
No, I'm just... so that's our... I questioned...
That was with Mr. Denight.
Denight. That's correct. Yeah.
So, I'll still... We'll still allow Mr. Fisher to ask his questions. Your objection is noted. And go ahead, Mr. Fisher.
Thank you. Ma'am, before I ask you questions about, I'm going to ask you questions about both documents. I'm going to ask you about what was marked as exhibit number 35, and then the full contract is agency Bravo B. Okay.
Keeping in mind, Mr. Fisher, she's testified. She has never seen this contract before. So. Go ahead and ask your question.
Let me ask you this. Are you familiar with the performance of the contract between TLK and the Guam Visitors Bureau?
Yes.
Because how did you come to that knowledge?
From when, just knowing what Korea Market does, between our marketing staff, we have meetings. So we discuss what each market does, and then also I see their marketing plans.
Okay, well, based on your knowledge of the performance of the contract, does the Guam Visitors Bureau pay TLK in advance for what they do?
No, normally they pay after.
Okay, could you explain that a little?
They'll invoice us for the prior month,
okay,
their fee, and all their out-of-pocket expenses. And any projects that they had expenses on for GBB.
Okay. So then they send you an invoice for work they've already done.
Yes.
Okay, and you don't pay in advance.
No.
Okay. Looking at Agency Bravo.
Yes.
Can you find page 21 of 23?
Objection. My objection is that she's not familiar with this document. She already testified she's not seen it.
Right. I think it'll be overruled because she's testified that she knew that there was a contract between TLK and GBB, and she can be asked questions regarding that understanding. Although you've never seen these contracts, correct?
This particular
the name
contract.
Of the contract.
Let me ask you a kind of a preliminary question. Page 21 of 23 in Agency Bravo, you found that, correct?
Yes.
Does that page 21 of 23 exist in document number 35?
No.
Okay. And are you able to compare the two documents?
Yes.
We don't have any objections to this attachment. This is a complete set. So.
Well, my point is that they didn't provide a complete set.
That's right. That's recognized.
Okay,
so when Mr. Denett was answering the questions regarding that exhibit, he wasn't answering regarding the complete contract documents.
That's it.
That's noted.
Thank you very much. Yes. And ma'am, looking then at page 21 of 23, do you see subparagraph B, Bravo?
Yes.
Do you see the second paragraph under B, which says, which begins, GBB shall reimburse. Do you see that?
Yes.
But could you read that, I guess, silently to yourself? Everybody has a copy. And just look up when you can.
So I'm going to object, lack of foundation, lack of personal knowledge. I object to to the extent it's calling for a legal opinion. She has no knowledge regarding this contract, negotiations, or has ever seen this. She can testify to what her experiences are with respect to dealing with TLK and the invoices, but certainly not with respect to this contract.
I'm not sure what he's going to ask yet because he may
haven't asked.
I'm not sure yet what the question will be. So
So I just want to.
That's the typical question.
And he's going into the document.
Then you make your objection.
I'm going to.
Right. Go ahead and go ahead and ask your question based on the document, and then Ms. Tang will make her objection.
All right, thank you. Now, ma'am, you've looked up. Were you able to read that contract, that paragraph in the contract?
Yes.
Does this contract, then, that paragraph, call for reimbursement to the contractor?
Same objection.
Overruled.
You can answer the question, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Can I just further to that comment? Okay. Because you said earlier you get the expenses. So what is your understanding of the process for payment, like to TLK? You're getting invoices, right? And earlier I heard you say you would, once you go over them, you would say, okay, it's approved for payment.
Yes.
Is it your understanding that the entity has already paid that, or is that with this payment they will pay the invoices? What's your understanding, that those invoices coming in have already been paid, or that they are awaiting to be paid? What's your general understanding normally?
It's already been paid.
All right.
So and we're reimbursing.
And you're reimbursing the marketing agency. So it's always your understanding. And that's been the process of GBB, that any out-of-pocket marketing costs are paid. Also, at the same time, if it's invoiced, their monthly retainer.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So let me just note for the record that the public auditor, in her role, is trying to further the policies regarding the procurement law. I think it's in the interest to have as much information as possible. And Exhibit 35 was offered and as an exhibit, but that was only up to page 15. And Exhibit B is the complete document.
We'll stipulate.
Okay.
That's not an issue.
Okay.
I didn't.
Well, indeed, it is an issue.
Well, the public, the full document, both documents are going to be admitted.
Okay.
And the public auditor will see fit. She'll consider as she sees fit.
Right.
Well, just so I don't forget, I'm going to move Agency Alpha and Bravo into evidence at this time.
Well, I think the intention is that all of the exhibits that have been offered thus far are going to be admitted. You objected to two, right?
That was my recollection. Yes.
Okay. I guess we'll do it. Do you still want to maintain? Do you want to be heard on those objections at the appropriate time, or will you stipulate to?
At the appropriate time. I need to find out, look at my notes.
Okay. All right, so exhibits A and B, you're moving those into evidence now?
Yes.
Is there an objection?
I'm sorry, what is A?
A is the email sent to me.
The full email.
No, I object to that. That's not the email that he sent regarding the objections. I object to that. That's not a full email. I'm happy to provide the complete email chain.
That is not then, part. Of, I'm sorry,
so,
but that is
me,
not
I'm
part
not
of the
speaking.
Chain. You can't
when
make
I am,
misrepresentations
when
like
I am,
that.
I will be happy
email.
To submit the full communication regarding those.
Full communication, she says now. Okay,
so,
I've got no objection.
So exhibit A pertains to the issue of the parties getting together, and there's a dispute regarding what happened there. The motion to admit that will be deferred, because we'll deal with that when we get to the admissibility issues of all of the exhibits,
okay.
And it may not be necessary to have to even deal with this. Exhibit B is the full contract for TLK, and that will be admitted.
Okay, so but not Alpha yet.
Correct. And on all of the exhibits that Ms. Tang has referenced thus far, were any of them objectionable to you?
I'll have to check my notes. I recall two. If you all have, you have our position before you in our Alpha.
You said you objected to the admission of number 4 and 28. So
okay.
4 is the HIC Certificate of Registered Incorporation.
Right.
And 28 is
the Farm Online Info.
Okay.
Yeah,
my
client will speak to that.
Okay. I don't think you've even referred to them yet, right?
Not yet.
So we're not there yet.
Okay.
So as to everything else, though, you said you had no objections.
Whatever I've put down in agency alpha.
So we'll deal with it at the end then, I guess.
That's fair enough.
So exhibit B is admitted.
Okay.
And please continue.
Okay, thank you. Ma'am, you still have the exhibits in front of you, correct?
Yes.
Exhibit B is admitted.
Did I address?
I meant to say exhibit B is admitted.
Exhibit B. Exhibit A is not being dealt with now. Did I address your earlier objection?
With respect to?
I believe it was addressed, right?
As to A? You were going to
defer. A is being deferred in terms of your question. In terms of the question, I believe it's been dealt with.
My understanding is A has not been admitted.
Correct.
That you're going to defer a decision on.
Right.
Right. But Bravo is admitted.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So please continue with the question.
Thank you. Ma'am, you have the exhibits in front of you still?
Yes.
It's that thick pile right there to your left that I'm going to be referring to? Okay. And can I bring your attention then to exhibit 5? And are you there?
Yes.
Okay. And could you just briefly tell us again, these are evaluation sheets. Is this the evaluation sheet for the proposals or the oral presentation?
This was for the proposals.
Okay. The first one we see is that the evaluator is at date stamp 146 is Ann Annalisa. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to, if you could kind of move through that pile and find your evaluations.
146.
Are you able to find them?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the base stamp number?
154, beginning at 154.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And are you there?
Yes.
Okay. The first evaluation is for TLK marketing, is that correct?
Yes.
And what score did you give them?
Total score of 95.
Okay. And was there also an evaluation for Happy Idea Company beginning at page 156?
Yes.
What score did you give them?
90.
So you actually gave HIC a lower score than you did to TLK?
Yes.
And could I invite your attention then to page 158?
Okay.
Is this for PROMAC?
Yes.
What score did you give to PROMAC?
100.
And so PROMAC obviously scored higher than your estimation at HIC as well. And then was there a fourth one, Edelman Korea?
Yes.
And what score did you give them?
60.
So is it fair to say that in your estimation of the four, you ranked HIC the third best?
Yes.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. Please feel free to consult the documents.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Okay, so just a recap. You gave TLK 95, HIC 90, PROMAC 100, and Edelman 60.
Yes.
Could I invite your attention then to exhibit number 9, please? And I'm going to ask you about your evaluations here, too. Is this for the oral presentation?
Yes.
Can you find your evaluations? And those begin, I think those begin at page 202. The first one is Happy Idea Company. What was their score?
In total, 77.
Okay. And did you also score TLK Marketing?
Yes.
And what was their score?
66.
And what about PROMAC?
73.
Okay. So, and Edelman, they did not participate?
No.
Do you know why they did not participate?
It was management's decision to bring the top three.
The top three. Okay. And paid, written and oral, and HIC, written and oral scores, and PROMAC, written and oral scores. For PROMAC, you gave a total of 172 points, and for HIC, 167 points, and for TLK, 161 points. Do you agree with my math there? Would you also agree that you scored PROMAC as actually the highest ranked offeror? Okay. And
yes.
Not HIC?
Yes.
Could you repeat your scores again, because my math is slow.
For the record then, I'm going to recite the scores written and oral.
Yes.
These are the written scores given by Ms. Kona. For TLK, 95 points. For HIC, 90 points. For PROMAC, 100 points. And for Edelman, 60 points. I'm now going to give the oral scores given by Ms. Kono. For TLK, 66 points. HIC, 77 points. PROMAC, 73 points. And Edelman did not participate in the oral presentation, so they got, well, no points. And I totaled those, and I believe that TLK received a total of 161 points from Ms. Kono. HIC.
Wait, 161?
Mm-hmm. Is that not correct?
I have, that's why I said 95. You said TLK, right?
This is TLK, 95.
95 plus 77.
66.
I apologize. I'm the one who's off. 66 was to, and 77.
77 went to HIC.
Okay, I got reversed. Okay, so my apologies. So what was your score?
For TLK, I believe that Ms. Kono awarded a total of 161 points. And for HIC, I believe Ms. Kono awarded a total of 167 points. And for PROMAC, I believe Ms. Kono awarded a total of 173 points.
Correct. Okay.
Right. And then for just to wrap it up, Edelman, 60, because there was no participation in the oral presentation section. So I'll just ask that question. Ma'am, do you think that my math there was accurate?
Yes.
Is it fair then to say that you believe PROMAC was the best qualified? And HIC was second?
Yes, in my opinion.
Okay, in your opinion. Okay. Thank you. I don't have any further questions. Ms. Kang may have a follow-up.
Shall we just continue, or do you want to just...
We'd like to try to finish her,
okay,
so that after lunch we'll continue.
Can I just have 1 minute to look at the notes?
Yes.
Do you know what time we're reconvening? Do you know what time we're going to reconvene?
We're going to go right away at 1.
So should I just tell?
you have anything further, Ms. Tan?
Just a couple of questions. Ms. Cohen, if you will bear with me. I'm sorry, we're back on the record.
Yes.
Earlier, Mr. Fisher asked you about Exhibit 33A. This is the chain email, and he referred you to page 12, and he directed you to the postscript in a March 8, 2016 email to Pilar. Do you see that? Right. And I think we asked you questions about what is referred to as the KMC meeting, the Korean Marketing Committee meeting. Is that recorded?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a minutes for that meeting?
Yes.
Where are those minutes?
DVD.
Okay. Would they be included in the March 10th board meeting? Would that be submitted to the board meeting?
It should be.
Right. Okay. So we have March 10th, and that is going to the March 10th board meeting. And that board meeting minutes is 36, right?
It's just summarized.
Right.
It's just summarized. It's not attached.
That's right. So this is what was put on the website. So in terms of the minutes, now you have can I ask you to go to Exhibit F on page 13? Okay, so what is Exhibit F?
It would be our minutes from our committee meeting.
Your Korean
marketing
KMC
meeting
that we
yes.
refer to. So,
yes.
Right. So what you testified to earlier about the award to HIC, the negotiation with HIC, that's not in the minutes, is it? On page 12 of Exhibit F.
Of the March 10 board meeting?
Yes. I'm sorry, not Exhibit F. Page 12 referencing Exhibit F.
Yes.
Okay. So there's nothing about what you said in this section, correct?
I'm sorry, page 12?
Page 13.
Number L.
Okay. They reference an Exhibit F?
If you look on the right-hand side,
right.
In section L, Korea, on the right, it says Exhibit F, and Ms. Kono testified Exhibit F would be referring to the Korean Marketing Committee meeting minutes. That's what Exhibit F refers
and
to.
And Exhibit F is not attached.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have Exhibit F,
right.
correct?
No, it's not attached.
Okay.
That's what we're saying.
Okay.
And so, I'm sorry, can you please?
So, referring to Exhibit F,
yes.
page 13,
yes.
there's nothing in the section that's called L, Korea, which are the KMC minutes, discussing what you just testified about, which is identifying HIC as the awardee of this contract. Isn't that correct?
Objection, that mischaracterizes the evidence. She never said that HIC is identified.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay. I'm sorry. You testified, that was my mistake. You testified that HIC was in negotiation.
Yes.
Right? But that information is not contained in this document. Exhibit F, section Exhibit F of page 13 of the March 10th board minutes, right? It's not in there.
It's not mentioned in the board minutes.
Right. Okay.
So we don't know what Exhibit F says.
Yes. This is Exhibit F, is it not?
No.
Okay.
Exhibit F is not. It was an attachment.
Where is Exhibit F? Is
it
published?
The board documents.
Yeah. So I pulled this from the website,
mm-hmm.
so it should have been included, right, in the GVB website?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure who puts the minutes on the website and what they put.
Now, as of March 10th, there have been no notice to, you had not notified any of the offerors.
Not yet.
Of the notice of giving them non-selection or notify them that an award has been made, correct?
By this board meeting?
Yes.
I believe that's correct.
All right, in fact.
Ma'am, you need a break?
My back is just hurting.
If you want to stand for a moment,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Please feel free to. In fact. You do not send the notice of non-selection until after the board meeting to Henry Lee.
I didn't send that.
Until after the board meeting.
I didn't send it.
You didn't. Who sent it?
Krista Lozama.
Krista Lozama. And how did she send it? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
And she testified that she didn't handle the notices of non-selection
right.
or award. That was Chris, who's going to be a witness. So.
All right, no problem. All right, so. And the invoices that you received from TLK, is there any attachment or document that's submitted by TLK that states these invoices have been paid?
No, no statement, but it's an understanding that it's been paid.
Well, I'm asking you about the document itself. When the documents are submitted,
yes.
the invoices,
yes.
and they are supporting invoices
yes.
from the vendors.
Yes.
Right. Is there? Have you ever seen any representation in those invoices that these have been paid by TLK at the time they were submitted to GVB?
No.
Okay. And you assume that they are paid?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you have anything further?
Follow up.
Let's just
thank
find
you.
Out if this time.
No. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Fisher.
Hey, Ms. Conroy. So I promise I'm going to be brief. The assumption that they've been paid, is that based on the contract performance?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Do you have anything further to say?
No. Thank you.
Thank you. Your excuses.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Conroy.
Thank you.
And she's free now, but you're not to discuss your testimony with anybody.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very
okay.
much.
What do you want to do now?
Okay.
I think we should break, but let's come back quickly.
How much longer, Ms. Tang, do you think your presentation will be? For your remaining 2 minutes?
15.
Ms. Lozama,
this
I think that should be an hour at most, even including Mr. Richard's cross.
Okay.
For
Ms.
Be, Christine.
Do you think she'll be that much briefer than Ms. Connor?
I do.
If that took
are you
long
hand,
and I'm handling the door.
And then Mr.
Mr. Lee, maybe another hour.
So we've got another at least 2 hours.
So are we looking?
The rest of the day, because lawyers always say it's going to be brief.
So let's
see. Okay.
10:30. Oh,
that's fine.
Are we going to try it?
We have to conclude.
At least the substantive part, right? We'll finish today.
Yeah.
We
are you?
Housekeeping matters doing.
Are you expecting closing arguments today?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We want to conclude today.
No.
She's asking, do we want them at all? That's up to them, right?
That's, yeah.
Okay, so I just want to understand.
And the public auditor and I will discuss whether or not there will be a request for draft findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Okay. When we get to that point, I am operating on the assumption that the issues they are raising are the very same issues that were raised in their hearing brief.
Well, the issues that they've raised in their notices of appeal.
Well, they seem to have changed that on page 2 of their hearing brief.
Okay, well, we're not there now, but whatever's
okay.
been...
Yes, of course.
Whatever's in the notice of appeal is what's being appealed.
You know, for what it's worth, I guess this will impact what the closing
Kelly Clazen is going to go. I think that if there's going to be a dispute about issues, perhaps a findings of fact and conclusions will be very helpful. Number one, number two, it would also, for my part, at least in terms of preparing for a closing, you know, how extensive it needs to be.
Right. If you guys will decide whether or not you want to offer closings, but if you are presented with the opportunity to submit or request to submit findings of fact and conclusions of law, that may obviate the need for you to make closing arguments.
Yeah,
exactly. Preferred.
I think we would prefer that if that's an option.
And I have to agree with DLK. I think that would be the better way to go, but I need to know what I'm responding to. That's why I brought up this, you know, hearing brief departs from what in the notice of appeal.
I think if he's trying to make an argument on that issue, this is inappropriate. I think that Mr. Fisher is welcome to argue whatever arguments, offer whatever arguments and findings of fact and conclusions, and I think that the public auditor and the hearing officer are fully equipped to address those issues.
I appreciate that, but remember, we are the agency. They have filed the appeal. We need to know what it is they say went wrong. And my point is that they have departed from that in their hearing brief from what they had on the notice to appeal.
But that's a point you can make in the findings.
Well, I need to know what I'm answering.
Right, so this is easily addressed, and normally the parties are going to submit their findings of fact and conclusions of law at the same time, and we can do that.
Okay.
And if the parties want an opportunity to respond to the other party's findings of fact and conclusions of law, that can be scheduled. But keep in mind, we want to get this decision. The public auditor wants to get this out 30 days. Is that what it is?
Well, 30 days from whenever it ends.
Right.
Yeah. And we were hoping it was going to end today, but if we're going to get this findings of fact later on, that the 30-day clock has not started.
I think that we're prepared to, I have to think, Cortec is on the 22nd, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got another one, right?
Right.
Yes,
so that,
those are two separate issues we should
right.
not, yeah.
Yes, no, I'm trying to just, in terms of scheduling for us,
because I'm also going to be off filing.
The submission of the findings, I think, I'm trying to expedite that. So we could do that after the Cortec hearing. As long as it's after the 22nd, we should be prepared.
I think public auditor, you're open to them submitting it as they need, right?
Whatever is normally reasonable. Because
yes.
This is the first time, I have to say, that we're now having this post.
No.
Yeah. We normally, when we conclude the hearing, something is submitted shortly thereafter, and that's when we start our 30-day clock. But if we're going to do a submission and then we're going to allow another rebuttal, that's
no.
going to extend the timeline.
We can.
You know, I don't want to do that. I
yeah.
think it's important to expedite it.
It is. And
our
goal is to try to resolve an appeal from beginning within 90 to 120 days, you know, because unfortunately appeals get a bum rap that they clog the process, delay the process, and we're trying to be as is reasonable.
I'm prepared to submit our findings of fact by the 17th.
That's next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I will not be prepared. I've got too many things on the plate.
How much time would you need?
Well,
let's address it when we come back.
You know,
I'm
preparing
is,
for
okay.
one of the monster
yeah.
procurement, and I'm prepared
that's
to.
Big too.
No, I'm prepared to make accommodations to do this on an expedited basis, and I think council should do the same. So, I'm prepared to send it on the 17th, and if you order it, it will be in.
Okay, but we'll give Mr. Fisher an opportunity to look at his schedule, and both of you.
Okay.
Yeah,
we want to be accommodating to both sides, as is reasonable. There have been times where the parties keep on extending, and I say, no more, there's no more extent, we're doing it now.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
We try to accommodate everybody's schedule, so if it's too far.
Right.
And everybody wants to make their record.
Yeah.
Sure.
We were going to it's now 12:19, so we will reconvene at 1:30.
Okay.
We're off the record at 12:20 p.m.